I don't think anybody will believe a word of what David Cameron said. This is the Prime Minister who in 2010 said he had no plans to raise VAT and then did exactly the same. And what is the truth? He's got £10 billion of unfunded commitments to cut taxes, which he can't say where the money will come from, and he's planning spending cuts in the next Parliament, which are a third bigger, which are bigger in the next 3 years than in the last five. Deep, extreme, risky spending cuts, which will be decimating for our police, for our defence. I don't think he can do this without cutting the National Health Service or raising VAT. And out of the blue, in a panicky way, contradicting George Osborne yesterday, he tried to make a promise on VAT. It's a promise no one in Britain will believe. The Tories raise VAT after the election time and time again. They'll do the same.
You, though, or Ed Miliband, was challenged over what you would do over national insurance. And Ed Miliband was unable to give a similar pledge that he wouldn't put up national insurance.
Look, the right time to make the detail of pledges is in the manifesto. I made a speech yesterday in which I said we pledge not to raise VAT. I also said on the basic and higher rates, we'd repeat our pledges from the past. On national insurance, I said yesterday, the Tories always make this charge, but we've got a clear, costed plan to invest in our National Health Service, which is paid for by a mansion tax and a levy on the tobacco companies. Every promise we've made is costed and paid for. We have a balanced plan on the deficit, which does not require us to have tax rises on working people who are already paying more tax under the Tories. So our manifesto will make clear the next Labour government will not raise national insurance. That will be a clear commitment from us on VAT, on the basic and high rates of income tax, and on national insurance. Working people have suffered enough under the Tories, and the choice will be a costed, balanced, sensible plan for Labour or a Tory plan for deep extreme cuts, which, to be honest, will require rise in VAT.
Just to be absolutely clear about that, you are saying in your manifesto, you will say in black and white, no rise in national insurance under a Labour government.
Yes, our manifesto will make that abundantly clear.
Why didn't Ed Miliband say that today then?
Look, today was Prime Minister's questions. It was for David Cameron to answer the questions. His Chancellor yesterday was asked five times for that commitment. George Osborne wouldn't make the commitment on VAT because he knows he can't make his sums add up without a rise in VAT. But David Cameron is panicked. There's been no budget boost. Their sums don't add up. What we will do is do things in a proper and orderly way in our manifesto, clear pledges, no rise in VAT under Labour, no rise in the basic and higher rates of income tax under Labour, no rise in national insurance under Labour. Working people have suffered enough under these Tories. It's right for us to say those on the highest incomes with the broader shoulders should pay more, the bank bonus tax, the mansion tax. Our plans add up, theirs don't. That as night follows day, if people vote Tory, VAT will go up. It always does, and it will again.
Just to be clear, when did you decide then not to put up national insurance? Was it just after Prime Minister's questions? You thought we have to come up with a clear answer?
I made it clear yesterday in my speech and the Q&A afterwards that it was not our policy to raise national insurance, and our plans do not require it, because we can have a sensible approach, spending cuts in unprotected areas, some tax rises for those on high incomes, and a plan to raise the minimum wage and boost wages, which means we can balance the books and invest in the NHS without a rise in national insurance or tax on working people. It's a promise we can make because our sums add up. David Cameron's cuts are extreme. His tax promises are unpaid for. As night follows day, the Tories will raise VAT and cut the National Health Service, and nobody will believe a panicked Prime Minister making things up on the hoof, but actually unable to answer the questions about what his cuts will really mean.
OK, Ed Balls, thanks very much for your time. Important.